RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for some Friday fun with 910 The Fan Sports Director, Gary Hess.
Gary's here, Sports Director, 910 The Fan. We love the summer months. I want to get your thoughts, though, on this news item yesterday. The Big 12 Conference, which, as you know, has 16 teams in it, is selling the naming rights to the conference. And if the deal goes through and is approved, we'll be named the All-State 12 Conference. How does that play during a news update, Gary?
All-State doesn't pay me, so I can call them whatever I want.
I'm going to keep calling them the Big Eight. I mean, why stop now?
The Big Eight. The Big Eight. Yes, and we're looking forward to that Oklahoma-Nebraska game at the end of the year, too.
On Raycom Sports.
Exactly.
Love an AM kick.
Yes.
Kegs and eggs and football.
Why can't it just be the All-State Big 12?
Because then people just say Big 12, right? It's like, for a long time, it was the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. But what did you and I say when we were talking about, are you watching the Peach Bowl tonight? Peach Bowl's on. So right. They had to drop Peach, and it's now just...
The Chick-fil-A Bowl.
The Chick-fil-A Bowl. There's no getting around it. There's no...
Right.
Yeah.
And so, bowls everywhere learned from that. And it was except for the, the Rose Bowl, which they would never, No, when they got a corporate title sponsor, it was not a title sponsor, it was a presenting sponsor. It was the Rose Bowl presented by AT&T.
Presented by,
yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Absolutely. The Rose Bowl could not be bought out, but for the right price, they could be presented.
Exactly.
A debutante at the ball. AT&T walking them down the stairs.
The conferences have changed around, For years, they were calling themselves the Big 12 when they had 10 teams. So, I don't care what they call them.
Who do you want to sponsor the ACC? I want Bojangles.
Bojangles.
Bojangles Coast Conference.
Gotta want to need to get a have a Bojangles. Yeah. Bojangles would work.
Yeah.
You know, for years I thought Pilot Life was the title sponsor of the ACC.
Sail with the Pilot. Absolutely. High schools need to take notice of this. We got the Dominion District. You know why? Why not the Buc-ee's District?
Buc-ee's has to come to Richmond first. But
it's the UCROPS Rainbow Cookie District Finals tonight.
Not just UCROPS, but the Rainbow Cookies.
No, I know who needs to sponsor the Big 12. 7-Eleven. It's the 7-Eleven-12.
That would be too good.
How many teams are in the 7-Eleven-12? Well, 16.
16, yeah, of course. Duh, 16. Yeah, so...
I find it all amusing, and like, you know, the NBA starting to do the logo patches on the jerseys and all that, which, you know, British soccer's years ahead of us in this. Like, you know, I thought for a long time like the team was just the Chevrolet team, but it turns out they have a name and a history.
MLS kind of did that from day one too, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. Because it's acceptable in soccer. You don't have to chip down any barriers, right?
Just the way it is.
No, advertising marches on at all times, obviously.
Got to pay the bills.
And there's a lot of bills. Here's the other thing the Big 12 Conference is thinking about doing. They're thinking about selling a portion of the conference to a private equity firm based in Europe for $1 billion for a 20% stake.
A portion of the conference? Can it be like UCF in Cincinnati?
Which portion?
Nothing against you. It was just the first two schools that came to my mind.
Here's my thing, though, because the schools will use the money to pay the players, which they need to do now. So the new rule is you can pay the players up to $22 million a year, I think, in the new framework. And so we need money for that. At no point have they considered cutting their own budget to free up $22 million. It's just, how do we get... If you take the money... They'll want something in return eventually. I'm familiar with how lending works, Gary. You'll have to pay it back. It's like you're just borrowing against your future revenue. It doesn't work where you just get free money and then spend it and everybody lives well. That's not how this works at all.
They gave us free money. Who can believe it?
We told them the All-State 12 was in dire financial straits, and they... Here's some money. Have some money. Go play some football games. Say, see you at the Beef O'Brady's Bowl.
That's right. It's the All-State 9, because three of them now belong to the private equity. Yeah. I can just see this is fraught with peril.
You can see why this is a terrible idea all around. If we're going to have corporate sponsors, we need fun corporate sponsors. That is my...
100%.
Also, we need rivalries, right? Like, if the SEC is going to be the Home Depot conference and ACC is going to be the Lowe's conference, right? Like, we need, like, some rivalries there where, like, they're bad... The home improvement bad blood spills onto the field.
What would be great is if Home Depot and Lowe's were the ACC and SEC sponsors.
Yeah.
And so then the basketball challenge is the home improvement challenge.
The build it challenge.
Exactly.
The trophy is built after the completion with parts from the winning company.
Exactly. So yes. There's a lot of possibilities there.
There's a lot of possibilities there.
Yeah.
Get me up to speed on the golf here. -5. That's not a good U.S. Open leading score here. Are they going to tighten this up today?
I think they are tightening it up today.
Here's what I know about the U.S. Open. You don't win the U.S. Open at -20. That's not how the U.S. Open works.
And when they do, and when it happens, you know, by some stretch, the next year there's
The next year the winner's like +4.
The Rory has gone backwards today. He's now 3 under through 10.
Okay.
And so the lead is still 5 under, and nobody that's on the course is better than 3 under.
I saw 5 under yesterday. I said, They're going to take care of business today.
Yeah.
I'm not too worried about that. They're going to tighten the screws. They're going to get
what's
us going.
You know, watching. First of all, as a golf fan, I enjoy watching the U.S. Open. I always have since I was a kid, because I remember, you know, you see a guy shoot 82 or whatever in the U.S. Open. And I'm like, he's a pro. I was like, well, I could shoot 82.
Yeah.
You know,
what's the big deal? These are the best in the world. What's going on?
You could do that at Pinehurst. Oh, no, I didn't say I could do it at Pinehurst. So, yeah, and it's, you know, it's just watching, you know, they'll hit a good shot and the collectionary will take, we'll suck it down, and it's just, it's fun to watch.
The dude yesterday this morning who hit the stick and then it rolled all the way off the green, that's the U.S. Open.
Yes.
That's what we know and love.
Well, and, you know, the old school U.S. Open, it would roll all the way off the green into rough that's about 9 inches thick. You know, they've made it a little more user-friendly, but still not much.
Marginally. The other thing you like about the U.S. Open, I know.
Father's Day.
It's on Father's Day, so you legally... We have to be allowed to watch.
Exactly.
Those are the rules. Exactly. If you've played a role in producing a child, as we have, legally, you get to do whatever you want on Father's Day.
Exactly.
I don't make the rules.
And Linda doesn't even ask anymore. She's like, she used to be like, what do you want for Father's Day? I said, I want peace and quiet to watch the final round of the U.S. Open.
Will dreams come true this weekend for Gary Hess?
Oh, yes. And of course, in these modern days, if I'm interrupted for a short period of time, but just hit pause and pick up where I left off.
That is wild. I don't even start, like I was watching the hockey last night. You know I love the Stanley Cup. I don't even start watching until 9. Zoop, 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 zoop. You know? I don't wait for intermission. Intermission waits for me.
That's right. That's right. Well, commercials? No.
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 No. Not at all.
Not doing that. So.
Anything else we need to hit here on before we check out here?
Good luck to the Wahoos in Omaha, starting at 2 o'clock today.
2 o'clock College World Series, UVA against North Carolina.
Speaking of the ACC-SEC Challenge.
4-4. We even upped the numbers and everything. Brian O'Connor contract extension, Tony Bennett contract extension. Good day to be a Wahoo.
Good day to be a Wahoo, and both of those were kind of filed under the no-brainer department if you're UVA, right?
Look, you know, Carla Williams, that's an easy job because you have the people in place, and a hard job because you can only lose. You signed Tony Bennett to a contract extension. We all said, well, yeah, duh. But if you don't, boy, then we got things to say. Yeah. But she picks up the W. Pair of W's yesterday.
Yes.
Brian O'Connor and Tony Bennett.
And if he, what is it, if he stays through 26, it automatically rolls to 31.
Sure.
And so O'Connor's, if that happens, then they're both signed, sealed, and delivered through 2031.
And
which I don't know, you know, as someone my age, 2031 seems eons from now, but really it's only 7 years away.
They do those college football schedulings, right? We'll play in Happy Valley in 2034, you know, September 14th, 2034. I'll mark my calendar so you know. See how the All-State 12's doing that year.
That's right. The All-State 9.
The Private Equity 3, though, they're going to be feisty that year.
That's right. You know, can't wait to see which 3 it is that end up having to go, you know, play in. Yeah, they're relegated to the Private Equity 3.
I love it so much. I would watch the play-in game where the loser has to be a part of a Swedish private equity league. That's high-stakes football right there. Trevor Lawrence, $55 million a year. I don't love it. I'll tell you why on the other side. This is 910 The Fan at 105. Whoop.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day, Gary. It's 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence got big money yesterday. $55 million a year. $200 million guaranteed, which immediately jumps him into the top echelon of quarterback pay this coming year and in the future years. Now, as you know, every time a quarterback signs a new contract, the numbers get bigger and bigger. As you know, Trevor Lawrence is a good quarterback. As you know, every time we do one of these things, I say, hang on, what's he bringing to the table? Because I'll read you. Here are your top five now, quarterback pay. Number one, Joe Burrow. I love Joe Burrow. He's worth it. He can lift your team to victory if your team's not very good. Number two, Trevor Lawrence. Statistically speaking, Trevor Lawrence has not lifted the Jacksonville Jaguars to much. I get that he's very good, but Trevor Lawrence on a rookie contract couldn't get the Jaguars across the finish line. Everybody's scared of being in purgatory. Nobody wants to be in quarterback purgatory because that's how you get fired. You also get fired, though, by paying a guy $55 million a year and then winning 8 games every year. That's not how you keep a job either. I'm intrigued by Jared Goff, his contract, $53 million a year. You know I don't like that contract. He's good. He's got a great team around him. Right? I'll feel the same if Brock Purdy gets that kind of deal. Lamar Jackson, $52 million a year. Lamar Jackson just wins games by himself. That's what you need. Jalen Hurts, Eagles, same. Kyler Murray at number 6 makes $46 million a year. That's a fascinating one because conceptually we know that Kyler Murray can win games. He just hasn't really done it yet. You kind of had to give him the deal because you've got the potential in the building. You just got to find somebody who'll get the potential out of him. Kirk Cousins, you know how I feel about that contract. Mahomes, Allen, Stafford. I think Matt Stafford's in line for a big year this year. But Trevor Lawrence jumps to the top of the quarterback pay rankings. But that's not what's bothering me today. What's bothering me is Megan just told me that Wegmans, and y'all know I ride hard for Wegmans. That's my favorite grocery store, has replaced their baristas with a machine.
Yep. Unfortunately.
Say
I think that was
so.
Like the beginning of this year that started.
Say
but
it
I used
so.
To go there all the time.
No. Well, why would you go there now?
Exactly.
There's no reason.
I've been like once for the coffee since they closed it down.
If I want a coffee from a machine, I got one at home that can do that perfectly fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cool machine. It's kind of like the AI glasses, you know, because it, you know, it makes a whole macchiato for you and everything. But you can't customize it as well. And they don't have, like, the best sauces and stuff like they used to. And
here's what I know about you, Megan. You go out for a lot of coffee.
Oh, I do.
You got to be somewhere with a person because they get to know you. They make it the way you like it. The machine just makes it one way. You can hit buttons. You can't replace a person that knows you.
Exactly. Yeah. You cannot.
So this happened because we were talking about, and I'll just say, because I like the place and I like the coffee just fine, grit coffee. I've been at a lot of coffee houses recently meeting with people for a fun project I'm working on that I'll get to share about, not this Monday, but next Monday. So I'm very excited about that. But I've been at a lot of coffee houses. Lots of people like grit coffee. You're in that club?
It's okay.
It's
I tried
okay.
it for the first time yesterday, and it was too sweet and not enough espresso, and I had ordered an extra shot, so it's kind of like,
yeah,
why?
People like the sweetness, so I get that.
Yeah.
But the seats aren't comfortable. They're like the wire seats, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to be sitting at a coffee house for a while. I need seats, comfortable seats. Now, what's wise, Pax Coffee? they let you sit in like the vintage like Lazy Boys, so
okay.
That's the best seat. But
now
it's also kind of
nice.
Weird because it's a clothing store, not a coffee shop. I'm not cool enough to be in there.
Yeah. See, I've never been there before. So, Hazel got the pictures.
what's your pick here? Most comfortable coffee shop seating.
Most comfortable, I would say off the top of my head, because like you know, I'm like big fan of Ben Wong's, like that's the best coffee around to me, but the chairs are just okay. Now,
okay.
If we're talking about like the comfortable chairs, I would probably go for, I would have said Wegmans, but of course that's not an option anymore.
No.
But now I would
They've
say
gone
Cocoa
AI.
And Hazel. I'm not a fan of the coffee at Cocoa and Hazel, but like the chairs are
Hang
very
on.
Comfortable.
Is Cocoa and Hazel the ice cream place?
Yes.
They do.
They're
all
double dipping.
Oh, it's also it's a coffee shop and an ice cream place.
Yeah, they do specialty stuff. They had like ube and stuff.
I don't even know what that is. What is that? How do you spell it?
Ube.
Definitely never heard of it. Hazel, have you heard of ube?
No.
She's,
it's cool.
She's
it's like
a
purple thing. It's really good.
It's a purple thing.
Yeah. So it is.
Is it
more
a drink?
It's like, you know, it's a flavoring. You can make different types.
Oh, hang on.
Like,
Marlon knows.
Oh, he wants to join in.
Marlon wants in. I love this. Look at this. We got our worldly Marlon here.
It's like a full house. Yeah. But it's kind of like a gam.
Yeah.
It's, I'm not sure which region it's like super like known in, but it's like a purple yam. And I had a friend make ube pie once, and it was really good.
It is a slightly nutty with a hint of vanilla. It is a purple yam. It is boiled, mashed, and mixed with condensed milk to bring out its sweetness. Used in bubble tea, popular in the Philippines.
I didn't know it was Filipino. That's news to me. I'm looking it up on here now, and I did not know that. It's very good.
How about that?
I had a friend make me ube bread once, and it was really good.
Purple bread. Purple yams.
Yep.
I gotta go. What's the new grocery store down here? I bet they've got it, right?
Oh yeah. I'm not sure how you say it. Lot Lotte. I've heard a few different ways. It's amazing.
It's Korean, but they've got all the Asian
it's
things.
It's so good. Y'all gotta go.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Where is it? Around here?
Yeah, it's like literally 5 minutes down the road. Yeah. And they got like, so it's a grocery store, but they also have like a boba place. They've got like a Korean food place in there. It's amazing.
Can I call it Asian Wegmans?
Yes, it definitely is. I've heard it be like, someone called it like the Disneyland of Asian markets.
But with real people.
Exactly.
That's what makes the difference.
Yep.
I have to make a trip down there after the...
There you go. All right. Field trip for the fan crew. Hour number two, we'll give away our final set of tickets to Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson. We'll do a little Parney time with our guy Parney. We'll take you around the NFL and get you out to Pinehurst for a U.S. Open update. All that and more. You're listening to 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
1 hour to the weekend. A1 Radio takes over. Grant and Danny drive you home. You'll hear Flying Squirrels baseball all weekend right here on 910 The Fan. Don't go anywhere. In a moment, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to the Outlaw Music Festival, Wednesday, June 26th in Virginia Beach. Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, and Alison Krauss. That's a loaded lineup. We'll give away tickets to that. But right now, a guy who knows something about the Virginia Beach area, it is time for Party Time. Why don't you hit that sounder?
All right, everybody. It is finally that time. It's time for Party Time.
There we go. Parney joins us from the Flying Squirrels. Hazel whipped you up a little intro. What do you think?
Oh, I love it, man. It gets me pumped up. I'm excited because it's always good to have Party Time with MP on the mic.
It's the collaboration everybody looks forward to every week. Great way for me to finish my week. Great to hear from you. We'll talk about the Squirrels, obviously, but you're doing something really cool in Birmingham next week, too. You want to share about that?
Yeah, the more it gets closer, the more I'm excited about it. I was down at the San Marzano bar and restaurant last night with my buddies, and MLB TV, MLB channel did a whole thing on the Rickwood Classic. So Lou DeBell, our owner, and myself are going down to Birmingham, Alabama. We have a very unique situation. MLB's playing a minor league game at the Rickwood Field, which is the oldest ballpark in America, where the Negro Leagues used to play in Birmingham, Alabama. Willie Mays, Billy Williams, like you name it, Willie McCovey, they all played on this field. And MLB has renovated it and are playing, the Montgomery Biscuits are playing the Birmingham Barons on on Tuesday night, and we'll be there for that. Obviously, we're involved with the Montgomery Biscuits. And then on Thursday night, MLB is having the San Francisco Giants, our affiliate, of course, in Richmond, playing the St. Louis Cardinals. So it's going to be awesome. Roy Woods Jr., a comedian, is going to be there. And he is from Birmingham, and he is one of the best friends of Micah Bam Bam White, who, of course, is my co-collaborator on Storytime with Bam and Parney that we do in Richmond. So it's going to be really neat to be able to see the Montgomery Biscuits play in that environment as the Montgomery Grays, who are a Negro League team in Montgomery, and then to see, I think I counted last night, 16 former Flying Squirrels are currently on the Giants roster. So it's going to be a great week, and MLB's doing a great job with that. Of course, they've integrated the statistics of the Negro Leagues into the MLB, so I'm excited about that.
No doubt. As a Kansan, I'm legally obligated to say, if you ever make it to Kansas City, you've got to go to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Our guy Bob Kendrick runs that, and it is truly a spectacular experience. You feel all the feels, and you learn a lot, and it's really great.
Yeah, and we're working with Bob on some things in Montgomery to put a Negro League museum exhibit in our ballpark over on Coosa Street down in Montgomery. So Bob, I've been calling Bob a lot lately, so he's probably going to be glad to see me so I can stop ringing his phone every day to try to get together with him. So, and he's a great guy. I know our buddy, our mutual friend, Cheats, has a good relationship from the Black Baseball Mixtape podcast with Bob, so I'm excited about seeing him as well. There's going to be, like I was telling Alex and Brent last night down here, anybody that has anything to do with the Negro Leagues or MLB and the focus on the history of baseball is going to be down in Birmingham. So I'm really honored that that Lou asked me to join him down there, and you know, our buddies Murph and Brendan Porter, that used to work in Richmond, are obviously going to be there because the Montgomery's playing on Tuesday night. So it's going to gobble up a week away from home, but it'll be fun. And then I'm going on Saturday night. Tanya's going to pick me up in Charlotte, and we're going to Kannapolis because the Kannapolis Cannonballers are having a 30-year celebration of baseball in Kannapolis, North Carolina, which I came in on that as a general manager in year three, I believe. So that's going to be one of those deals where I go, damn, I am really old, bro.
You came in the Earnhardt year.
Yeah, and also, you know, Earnhardt was Dell Sr. was the owner of our team down there, and right before he died, he bought into it. So a lot of memories there. I was watching 30 for 30 the other night back in Richmond about Ricky Williams, and Ricky Williams played for the Piedmont Boll Weevils when I was the general manager, and we jokingly got him to pose in the Heisman because he was playing at University of Texas, and we took that picture and put it in our card set, and he tried to buy every card set we had because he thought it was presumptuous. And Ricky, if you know about Ricky for a lot of reasons, but he is one of the most humble people I've ever met in my life, and he just thought it was very presumptuous of him to be in the Heisman pose. I think he was just joking around and think we were going to put it in the card set, but that's one for party time someday.
That's a story right there. Yeah, absolutely. And the Kannapolis franchise, I mean, that's a story in and of itself too, and the growth of baseball down in that market. We love having Parney with us on Fridays for a little bit of Parney time. You're good next week because Squirrels are out next week, 2-game road stand, but good time to take stock of the fact that the Squirrels are crushing it in attendance this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a broken record when that subject comes up because I'm just so proud of Ben Rothrock, Ben Terry, Anthony Opperman, Megs, like the whole 30, 40, almost 40 full-time person staff in Richmond has just done an amazing job this year, and they've set the table. We're fourth in attendance in all of minor league baseball, not just Double A. All of minor league baseball out of 120 teams. And I think to do that in a ballpark, as I always say, that was built during the Reagan administration is just a phenomenal statement for them, for Lou and the ownership group, but also for the fans. Like, our fans just come out in droves and with a lot of energy. And I think there's a lot of reasons for that, but certainly You know, Richmond has loved us over the past 15 years, and we've loved them back, and that's just a wonderful relationship. And I just couldn't be prouder of the staff and the job they're doing there. I'm like a proud papa, or actually, as I get older, MP, I guess I'm like a proud grandpa of everything that they're doing. And you know, the next homestand coming up is against the Somerset Patriots, the damn Yankees affiliate.
Yeah,
and that's always interesting. There's a ton of, even my father-in-law is a Yankee fan. A ton of Yankee fans that come out. Danny Schmidt from RMC Events, huge Yankee fan. They come out when that's the one pass that they're given all year to not cheer for the Squirrels, that they're cheering for Somerset. And Somerset's loaded. They got a lot of prospects on that team. So that'll be really good. A lot of great promotions coming up on that homestand. But one thing I wanted to mention related to the Squirrels is July 4th is right around the corner, too. Don't forget about that. And Derek McCabe, our awesome box office manager, ticket manager, texted me last night. We're above 8,500 now, I think he said, in tickets sold. So your listeners out there, if you're planning on coming to the July 4th game at the Diamond, you better do it quickly or you're going to be boxed out.
That's Parney. That's the word of warning. That's the last chance, last warning you get if you want to go to July 4th at the Diamond.
Warning's a tough. That's probably a little more aggressive than I'm being.
All right.
Get your tickets for July 4th now.
Gentle nudge from Parney. Gentle nudge from Parney. Parney, we've been absorbed into this controversy with Joey Chestnut and Nathan's Hot Dogs all week. You've had a lot of shows at the Diamond. Have you ever had a competitive eater? Have you ever booked one?
We have. His name was Notorious B.O.B. He's out of the Philly area. And I think Oppo did this a while back. We brought him in, and the dude ate like 10 hamburgers, 10 hot dogs, 10 Pepsis, 10 ice creams, 10 funnel cakes. Like, it was unbelievable, man. And the thing that was like hard for me to take is he's smaller than me, right? And so I'm like, how come he can eat all that and be smaller than me? And I walked past the cheeseburger and I gained 3 pounds, right? It's unbelievable. We have had that before. It's really something to see these people eat like that.
Surely they're having some kind of like stomach surgery or something. Performance enhancing something. There's got to be something to play there.
I asked him, like, how do you do it? And a lot of it is in the strength of your jaws and opening up your esophagus, your throat. And that's how they get all that food down there. But yeah, bottom line, bro, it can't be healthy, right? it can't be healthy. Like, I just have breakfast over at Margie and Ray's here in Sandbridge. And, like, I just had a regular breakfast, and I'm, like, stuffed and feel like crap now. And I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get outside and do my outdoor Peloton today without something bad happening. So I don't understand how these folks can do that. But it certainly has become, a 4th of July staple for the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. And I always make sure, usually I'm at the ballpark getting ready for July 4th, but I always have it on the TV in Parney's Pub.
I mean, that's when I think 4th of July, I think baseball, I think hot dogs. It's a perfect combo right there. Anything else you want to take on here? We got Parney Time is up now with Steve Klein, who is who led the D2 College World Series and told some fun stories about his time in Richmond.
Yeah, Klein is a classic. For you Cardinal fans out there, he was the relief pitcher back in the La Russa days that never changed his hat. So his red Cardinals hat, by the time, I think he wore it for 4 seasons, was like completely black from dirt. And he was the dirty hat relief pitcher. And actually, I don't know if we talked about this when we were taping the Parney Time with you and the Parney and the Pub Club and Kleiner. But he's the last relief pitcher to close 5 consecutive games in Major League Baseball. Obviously, they probably wouldn't do that anymore. Not many teams can win 5 in a row, but he got the save in 5 consecutive Major League Baseball games. But I think what's more impressive, he's just a classic person, as you know, MP, but he took a 2-37 team at Indiana University of Pennsylvania, and in 3 years, he came within 4 runs of playing in the World Series championship game of Division II, which I just think I've never seen anything like it. So His stories are great on Party Time. So you go to all anywhere you get your podcasts for inning number two. Of course, we had Will Clark on inning number one. And MP, let's just go ahead and tell people who couldn't, if they listen to inning number one with Will Clark, inning number two with Steve Klein. Who do we have for inning number three coming up?
You got a double header. You got two stars instead of one, two for the price of one.
That's right. Carl Ravitch from ESPN and his son Sam Ravitch, who spent 2 years in the booth with the Squirrels as he was coming up on his way to ESPN. And that was a great conversation, too, although I think I got in trouble with them because I was slamming on Connecticut and Binghamton, New York, and those are two cities that they were two places that they both really like.
So, well, they shouldn't have been from those places then. That's on them.
Yeah, I didn't realize that Ravi had such an affinity for Binghamton when I said I spent a month there one night. You know what I mean? Like,
Carl Ravitch spoke glowingly. He announces the Little League World Series and said, you just described it as a must do. Now, my friend Pam works on the ESPN production crew. Says that's the one thing she does: the Super Bowl, she does the World Series. She says every year she looks forward to going to Williamsport for the Little League World Series. It's a full bucket list item. I'd never been.
Yeah, my dad, before he passed away, went to the Little League World Series with a couple of my uncles and said it was one of the greatest experiences athletically that he ever attended. And, you know, I think that that's not to get too sentimental for a second, but, like, the Little League World Series is what's pure, right? Like, the umpires don't get paid, the coaches, the players, like, everybody's there because they love it and they're trying to compete and win the Little League World Series. Everybody pitches in and helps in Williamsport. And so, yeah, I would say it's a must go. And don't forget, Ravi's going to be in Omaha. The College World Series starts today. Doesn't UVA play this afternoon?
2:00, UVA against North Carolina. Brian O'Connor, UVA coach, got a contract extension yesterday.
Oh, he did? Good. I need to text him best wishes for today, so I'll ask him for some money when I text him here in a little bit. I'm looking forward to having the TV on down here as I piddle around the seventh inning stretch this afternoon, and hopefully Brian and UVA has a good game against they're playing North Carolina, I think. But that's another thing that's really cool that's grown exponentially over the years is the College Baseball World Series. So that'll have a lot of great moments as well. So it's exciting. The Squirrels, obviously, in New Hampshire had a tough loss last night, but they'll finish out New Hampshire and roll up to Portland to play the Sea Dogs, and then, as you mentioned before, come home Tuesday, a week from this next Tuesday, for a six-gamer against the Somerset Patriots. Lots of great promotions, so go to squirrelsbaseball.com, check it out, and get your tickets for July 4th, or you're going to be upset that you can't get tickets.
You know him, you love him. He's Parney. That was Parney Time. Parney Time, the podcast. Everywhere you get your podcast, we'll catch you next week.
Have fun. Go nuts.
All right. There he goes. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. This one's for my Southsiders. You know, I ride with the South Side. Not this song. This song's not for the South. This song's for everybody. Everybody who wants to groove can listen to the song. They're tearing up Forest Hill Avenue. Because the sewer pipe underneath broke, and so now you can't get anywhere, like from the Food Lion to the Target down there. The whole thing's a mess, and now they're tearing up even more of Forest Hill Avenue. They said today for even more work. You'll never see me again. I'm never leaving my house again. Apparently, is what I'm learning.
Why would you need to?
Waterline work from Westover Hills Boulevard to Forest Hill Park. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's
file a complaint.
I am filing a formal complaint. This is my formal complaint that I can't drive anywhere anymore. Oh. I can't do anything anymore. I'm just
stay inside, get your groceries delivered.
Oh.
fire up the Odyssey app, sit by the fire, enjoy some sports talk. AWOD, noon to 3, live from River City Roll. On Fridays, he rolls. Grant Danny drive you home. Flying Squirrels baseball all weekend long. Counting you down to UVA. Kicking off the College World Series today at 2 against North Carolina. Early last place showing for UVA in the Jello Shot Challenge. Now, this has become a College World Series thing. There's a big bar across the street from the stadium. And lots of people go to the College World Series every year. There's 8 teams. All their fans come. This bar is known for its Jello shots, and they keep track of which school buys the most Jello shots. during the College World Series. It's become an informal competition. On night one, as of night one, UVA is in last. But I can't say I'm super surprised there. I think they got a better chance of winning the actual College World Series than the Jello Shot Challenge, especially when you consider. We're only one day in the books here.
Yeah.
The Tennessee fans have already bought 348 Jello shots.
Good grief.
Yeah. Kentucky, 279 Jello shots.
Oh, my God.
The SEC's motto, it just means more. And it does at the Jello Shot Challenge. Our best hope, it looks like, is going to be North Carolina State.
Okay.
They got 209, nipping at the heels. Gonna need some more Jello shots there for our Wolfpackers out there in Omaha.
I have to say, North Carolina State is getting a lot of points on my end because they also won the cheese race this year.
I'll say this: anybody who's willing to fling themselves down a hill for a free roll of cheese, a free wheel of cheese,
seems like someone who would win the Jello Shot Challenge.
Is somebody who would be into the Jello Shot Challenge. Now, what I remember, I went to the College World Series forever ago. I remember it being Midwestern pricing, which is to say that at the bar, I don't think I spent more than $2 for a beer the entire time I was there. That's how we roll in the Midwest. Yeah. It's very cheap everywhere. It's $5 for a Jello shot now.
Oh,
God. That feels aggressive.
That is aggressive.
That is. Thank you. That is. It doesn't feel. By the way, how about Parney being like, "Oh, I didn't tell people to buy July 4th tickets." Then circles back and tells them to buy July 4th tickets again. Just saying. That was not a gentle nudge.
It was not. It was also a warning.
It didn't need to be a gentle nudge. People need to know they're about to sell out of July 4th tickets. Buy them if you want to go.
Buy them now.
Otherwise, you're not going. That's how it's going to work.
You don't make the rules.
It's okay. It's okay for Parney to drop the hammer every now and then. You know? He's beloved, but... So my first year at the College World Series was the first year of the new stadium. They opened this brand new stadium, and they had... it's beautiful. You know, they spent a lot of money on it. It's very nice. We're in the press box, and you know, big window there in the press box. The window doesn't open, and they installed soundproof glass. Nobody had considered this at any point, apparently.
Oh, no.
So it's night one of the College World Series, and we're looking out, and there's 28,000 people there, and they're all yelling and hooting and hollering and waving their towels and doing their things. And it's as quiet as a library in there. The first pitch, and you don't hear a thing. We're just like whispering to each other. And what's going on? Because they put in soundproof windows in the College World Series press box. And so on night two, they put a microphone outside the window and speakers inside so that we could hear the sound from the microphone on the other side of the window. But somehow, whatever system they... No, it gets worse, Hazel. Whatever system they hooked up had about a one-second delay.
No.
So you'd see the guy swing the bat. Yeah, the ball would go launching for a home run. And then you know, a second later, you hear, ding!
That's beautiful.
Woo!
What's the point of being there?
I don't know what the point of being there was.
Oh, man.
I'm assuming they've fixed it by now. It feels like the sort of thing you'd hear a lot about if they hadn't fixed it by now. We got to get you out to Pinehurst for a U.S. Open update. When we come back, we'll update you on the poll about Megan's Meta smart glasses. The glasses are smarter than the radio host now. That's a bad sign for the future. And we'll tell you the new name of Utah's hockey club. Which I just told you, the new name of Utah's hockey club. Oh, boo! Back with more MP on the mic after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.